My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am very, very pleased to welcome you to hour number three. Hour number three. My, my, my. Oh, I've made it. I got to tell you, I didn't get the kind of rest last night that I was lying in bed and was trying to, you know, get good sleep, and it was not happening. It did not want to happen. And so there you go. Yeah. So, but here I am and glad to be with you. We have had a great program. We really have had a great program. First hour played an old video that I did back in, March of 2022, exposing who Vladimir Putin is, because there's still a lot of confusion about who he is and the evil that Russia is. And Russia is evil, and Putin is evil. The idea that Vladimir Putin is some kind of Christian warrior is an absolute 100% lie, and it's part of the strong delusion that's actually talked about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And people are believing that. You know, there has been, in reality, there has been a revival going on in the Ukraine. There has been a significant amount of revival happening in the Ukraine. And that's a lot of reason why the atheists are after the Ukraine is because of that. Now, does that mean that there has not been corruption in the Ukraine? No. Does that mean that there is not evil present there? No. Look, folks, there's evil present right here in the United States of America. We have a deep state. We have globalists right here. We have communists and atheists right here in the United States trying to destroy this country. Look at the targeting they're doing out of January 6th. I've been through it. David Sumrall and I have had him on the program, but I've been talking about this. The connection, you go back to Ruby Ridge, then Waco, then the Bundy Ranch, then the Wildlife Preserve, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and then January 6th. And there's actually another one my wife brought up to me, and she's right, and that was the Mormon families that were attacked in San Angelo, Texas, because one of the girls there said, you know, oh, this is, you know, I don't like it, and I don't like being here, and I don't like how they're treating me, and whatever. But they went after and arrested a bunch of them. You know, look, you can say you don't believe in polygamy, and that's fine. It really is. But there is it has to do with religious rights. It has to do with freedom of religion. And it has to do with understanding. Again, all of these are tests. These are tests by entities that have usurped control of our government, taken over, and have attempted and are attempting to coerce us. And the biggest test was the plandemic, the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the closing of churches, pastors who bowed down to the God of the world, to government as God, versus those who stood up and said, no, I won't bow down because Jesus Christ is my king and will always and forever be my king. And it really goes to, Ken, what I sent you about John 3:16, which everybody knows, for God sent his son into the world to condemn the world. Well, verse 17, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. But then it goes on and says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That sounds, you know, like, oh, that's what everybody believes. He that believes in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Okay, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and this is the condemnation. Oh, wait, what's the condemnation? Wait a minute. That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Folks, that condemnation was already here before Jesus Christ was born, before he lived out his 33 years, before he went to the cross. It's because of that condemnation that Christ went to the cross. And we forget the necessity for the transformation, Ken, of our nature.
Yeah, we do. Wow. You know, and today, the light has gotten brighter, and the darkness has gotten darker, if that's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And the amount of gray in the middle keeps shrinking.
Mm.
People are being forced, Greg, to choose. I was just, my wife and I, we're in Sun Valley, Idaho right now. By the way, my name's Ken Thornburg, in case you're wondering who Ken is. but this last week, my wife and I went out to breakfast with a couple counselors who moved to Sun Valley via Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And they left Steamboat Springs because of the compromise of the church. Counselors left a practice that had been an active practice of theirs for years and years and years and years. Because Christians who were being counseled were complaining that the ladies mentioned Jesus too much.
Wow.
And that Christianity doesn't have any place in counseling. Now, again, the sad part is these were the Christian clients. And they realized that the church there as a whole had compromised
right.
so much. Now, Greg, I mentioned to you that I had a dream this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I end up waking up about 6:15 out of this dream, and I had been invited to give a seminar at a church,
okay.
and I showed up, and there were two people in the audience. And I'm like,
what happened?
Frog here. And I got to the front ready to start. Nothing had been prepared. There wasn't even a music stand for me to put any notes on, much less my coffee. And nothing had been done. There was no sound system on. I mean, nothing. And I'm like, wow. I was in shock. And then I woke up and I'm praying about this and going, what's this all about, Lord? And just before we hooked up this morning on Zoom, he said, my son, that was me, not you, who came to that church to speak.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh wow. Okay.
Right.
No preparations. Two people who were interested in hearing the Son of God speak in a church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously a Christian church.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this is scary.
Yeah.
And they're just, there's so much compromise and fear of man.
Can I interject yeah. something really quick? Because please. I think it's in alignment with what you're saying, and I believe I shared this with you. But I, you know, I'm one of your deliverance ministers, and I do deliverance yeah. ministry. And I recently did a deliverance ministry, and I ended up with kind of with a pretty chatty guy. Which is, I mean, it's been kind of a mix recently, but a few of them have been really kind of, I'm not going to say anything. But this one was really chatty, and they were like, you know I'm telling you things and I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm just going to tell you anyway, because I know I picked the wrong side and I really messed up, and so, you know, here we go. But okay. they said this, demonic influence in the world. Demons are bolder now.
Yes.
Demons being bolder does not mean Jesus Christ is not there. He knows, and he sees, and he is dealing with it. And it just, to me, that rings so much into what you had in that vision.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, the demons are there. Yes, the demons are having their influence. They're bolder now. There may be fewer people that are paying attention to that are sitting up and going, you know, because of fear, because of the things that you're going to talk about here in just a minute. But what I want folks to hear in what you shared is, Jesus showed up at the church.
Oh, right on.
Okay. All right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Look, there may have only been two people that were going to pay any attention that morning. Okay. But nothing was prepared, and there was no platform, there was no preparation. That means, what does that mean? That means that they didn't worship, they didn't create the atmosphere, they didn't do any of the things that were inviting, that basically said, Lord, we want you here. We want to hear from you. We love you. There was no love expressed by that congregation at all. Okay. No. And yet, in spite of no love, in spite of no praise, in spite of no preparation, in spite of not creating an altar and an environment that would say, you are the Lord, in spite of that, and letting all the darkness be what was driving what was happening in that building. In spite of that, Jesus showed up.
He came. Someone invited him.
Jesus showed up, and two people
invited him.
Wanted him to be there. Can we take a quick break? We'll be right back, and then I'm throwing this right back to Kim. But I just felt in my spirit, yes, like that was so in line with what you were visioning. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Kim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Vindel, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very, very special friend, Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't, if we don't get this spiritual warfare part right, we're in such trouble. And so there's training that you need at freedomencounters.com that I would encourage you to get. The victory over spiritual conflict is so critically important. And I'm going to be starting this series on understanding what it is that Christ did for us. It's a finished work. We've got to walk in the finished work of Christ. And we've got to allow God to cut off the old nature. Sever it, cut it off, circumcise it. Ken?
Yeah, got that right. You know, Greg, there's some things that the Lord brought up to me in the last couple of days that he said, I want you to bring up to Greg's audience, and because they're special people. And couple items. Number one, there's many of us that are active in the Christian community who realize that believers just want Jesus to fix things today. They want things to go back to the way it was before the pandemic and so forth, and actually a lot of years before that. I do, too. I would really love things to go back to the way they were. And we're looking at, elections and all kinds of things as being our hope to bring those things back to normal. And the Lord gave me a phrase. He said, people, and that would include followers of Christ, want man's answers and Jesus' answers to match. Yeah. And I heard him say that, and I tell you what, I took a double take, triple and quadruple take on because I began to really think about it.
Yeah.
And it gets back down to what was going on in Steamboat Springs that I mentioned, to the church there. and the fear of man. So he gave me some questions for our listeners.
Okay.
And I want to go through them in the last couple minutes that we have. What if Christians don't get out and vote in the midterms? Which, and an absolutely huge number in the past elections have not. I mean, enough to cause us to have skewed elections.
Right.
Secondly, what if the midterms don't support the right people? What if the midterm elections do go well, but nothing changes? What if Christian persecution in America gets worse and corrupt judges keep getting appointed who are there only for political correctness and never honor the Constitution or the laws of the individual states or counties or cities?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you and me are required to choose Christ over persecution, over personal harm, or even death, like the girl experienced at Columbine High School years and years and years ago?
Yeah.
What a witness she was. The thing is, every other week you read about this kind of thing happening in Nigeria.
Yep.
Tens of thousands of Christians are being slaughtered all the time, and the Muslim government has chosen to do absolutely nothing about it. What if that comes to America? And what if Matthew 7:23 comes to pass in 22, where the Lord is saying, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name,
done
many wonders in your name, and then I'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And that would be the type of people that I mentioned right up front that these counselors were telling my wife and I about in Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
See, the compromise, the fear of man instead of the reverential fear of the Most High God.
And I think, if I could, well, and I think that that really speaks to, again, back to the vision that you had, because that referential or that reverential behavior wasn't happening in the church. And that is the big reason why there was no preparation. The lack of preparation was no reverential treatment. We got to take a jump. FreedomEncounters.com, Ken Thornburg, FreedomEncounters.com. If you've got some stuff that you're battling, I really encourage you. There is freedom for you today, and Deliverance Ministry may play at least the beginning role in making that happen. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. And I'm so excited to be joined by my good friend from Hill Country Patriot Radio, the man, the myth, and the legend, from the Matt Long Show, Mr. Matt Long. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, buddy.
Good morning. Always happy to be here with you on a particularly wet morning in the hill country of Texas. I hope you're getting some of this. I know you're further south than I am.
We are. To the best of my knowledge, we are picking up some of this water, which is loverly because we.
Yes, it is.
We are definitely in need of it. Of course the thing that we're hopeful of is that we'll continue to get kind of a nice gentle downpour and not the not the typical flood that seems to like to show
right.
up. That's
right.
What we don't want. So
right.
yes, we're hoping, but yeah, we've had some good rains. We've had some really good rains in the last 24 hours or so, and according to what I see on WeatherBug, we're supposed to be getting rain is scheduled all the way through. Let me see if it's still. Oh yeah, still. Yeah, now. So all the way through till possibly next Wednesday.
There you go. Gotta love that.
Yeah.
So you think that rain, we could wash away some of the rhinos with that rain? Do you think if we get enough rain that we can wash away some of the rhinos? Maybe they'd go downstream. What do you think?
I don't know if rhinos float. I know that rhinos are sinking us.
Yes.
Where's the ba-dum-pung?
Yeah, exactly. No kidding.
That was a ba-dum-pung.
That was. You'd have thought we rehearsed that or something.
Oh my!
No, they are sinking us. And here's the interesting thing. I am getting the sense, and I think COVID had a lot to do with it, the lockdowns and everything around the, not the COVID, I'm going to say the response to COVID. Let's get real straight here.
Right.
I think the response to COVID woke up a lot of people. Not only did it wake up parents, but I think it also woke up people out there who always thought you could open your business when you wanted to open your business, and all of a sudden they found out that, no, the city wasn't going to let them. Or people who said, you know, you can always go to church, and then found out when their local government or county government said, no, you can't go to church. So there are Republicans waking up. There are people waking up across the country, and we're discovering in our midst, Pastor Greg, a whole bunch of people who have an R by their name but who really don't get it.
Well, I think that one of the things that, you know, on to that end is the fact that you had parents and their children who were now stuck at home. And parents were like, hey, you know what, let me see what, you know, because the kids are going, hey, I can't figure this out. I don't know what, I don't understand my assignment. I don't know what I'm supposed to do or whatever. And so now all of a sudden parents are like, well, I'm here and, you know, my business is kind of shut down. So, okay. And so they started picking up the kids' books. And they started actually seeing. And you know, I remember 11 years ago being on KERV there in Kerrville and talking about Common Core with Alice Linehan and others like her.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I remember running into folks in the community, and they'd be like, "Okay, you know what? You're that's a little over the top. I mean, we don't have Common Core issues here. We don't have Common Core problems here. Except that then when we started bringing in local people to talk about it, who were telling us that, yes, it was in their districts. And it got so bad with Bandera ISD as an example, because I was pointing that out, because they had Common Core. And I actually got a phone call from one of their administrative people saying, hey, you need to quit talking about this because we're getting phone calls from parents. And I was thinking, well, that was exactly the whole point of this. And I ended up going in, having a meeting with their superintendent at the time. And I remember several months later running into her in the parking lot at the grocery store here in town. And she said, hey, you'll be happy to know Common Core is no longer, you know, being used in our schools. Unfortunately, Ken Mercer was with me last Friday. And he laid out that Common Core is, in fact, still in Texas schools. It's under a different disguise, but it's still very much, you know, very much active. And to that point, that's why it's so important that we are bringing up this issue about rhinos and addressing rhinos. And we've just got to get loud. People say, well, how do you change someone who's voting like a rhino?
What they tell us up front is you got a primary, right? That's what they tell us up front. And technically, that is the right answer.
It is, but the problem with that answer is that, number one, it generally doesn't happen because your base is who votes in the primary. And rarely do you get enough of an anti-establishment base, and really maybe I should say, because that's me, that's you, we're anti-establishment base. But really what we're saying is rarely do you get a base that is actually saying we're busting our tails to get a platform put together that the majority of us are going to be, you know, our traditional valued platform. And there's not enough of us that will hold the politician accountable in the primary, so we end up with the same guy. So let me suggest this, and I've said this probably before in the program, but I'm just going to say it again because it worked. We had a meeting in Fredericksburg at the airport. You hosted, and you invited Lamar Smith, who was the then congressman, and everybody was frustrated with Lamar's voting record at that point because he was voting like a rhino, okay? That was the feeling. I took it upon myself, because I had the platform of the program that I had on KERV, this program, Children Generation Radio, was on that program, to start calling his office on air.
I just pick up the phone. If there was an issue going on, we'd call them on air and we'd say, this is what we wanted. And then that encouraged the audience, the local audience, to make phone calls to the congressional member's office to the point that the communication director came out and we sat down. They said, you've got 10 minutes. We ended up at that Chinese restaurant over there by the Air Force and Army recruiting office. And that meeting turned into a three-hour meeting. And when they realized that I was not someone who didn't like Lamar, someone who was going to be mean, someone who was, I wasn't being mean about it. I was just simply saying, hey, here are some values that we think are really important. Here are how votes are being registered about those values that don't line up. And here's how we'd like him to vote. And by the way, we think that a Texas conservative is probably not the same as a D.C. conservative. And he and his staff took that into consideration. And I will never forget that Lamar and his chief of staff, Mike, actually came to the hospital when I had my accident regularly to check on my family, to check on me, and to make sure that I was okay. And I'll never forget that in the last 2 years of his service, he became very vocal for our kind of values, and his voting record reflected the influence. And it wasn't just me. It was you. It was it was our groups. It was all of our grassroots groups that would get together. It was our Ignite the Fire people. It was all of us letting our voices be heard, but doing it in a way that didn't alienate us from the individual and helped them to see, hey, guess what? I see it now, and I'm going to vote right. And so I would suggest that if you can't primary them out, then build a relationship with them and get them to understand why our way is the right way.
Now, how do we do that with Mitch McConnell?
Well, now you know, I thought about it. No, I did. Well, and I thought about that this morning. And so let me throw this out there just as something for us to take into consideration as well. I was reading something on a post that you and I are a part of, Christopher Wright, and I think it's called the Daily Torch or the Daily Skirmish, something along that line. And he was talking about how the left wants to basically destroy the Constitution and turn us into a clear, straight democracy. And one of the things that they are assaulting is the Senate as a barrier to passing certain bills and certain legislation and moving certain things through. And let me just throw this out as something for consideration as well. As much as we don't like a lot of the things that McConnell doesn't let get through the Senate, let us remember that the Senate's primary purpose is to slow walk everything. That's the purpose.
You know, the design of our system was of our legislative system was to be slow and cumbersome. That was done on purpose.
Yep.
People get frustrated that things don't happen quickly in Austin or quickly in D.C. You do not want things to happen quickly. We want things to be deliberative. We want them to take a lot of time, and that way we don't just change course on a whim, but there is a lot of deliberation and a lot of time taken in every decision, and that works against us as well as for us. That's a two-edged sword, but that's the way the system was designed.
And it is what makes us the constitutional republic by having the proper checks and balances. So, again, not that I'm saying that I agree with McConnell and all of that stuff.
I'm not saying that. What I'm just suggesting is it just kind of put me in some check this morning as I was thinking about our system of government and why, as you just suggested, Matt, things kind of take the amount of time that sometimes they do. I've got to jump. God bless you. God bless the hill country of Texas. God bless America. Remember, at the end of the day, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Jesus Christ is on the scene. Love y'all.
All right, folks. Pastor Greg, we're joining it. I call it cross-contamination. We cross-contaminate our programs every Tuesday. In fact, there may be just a slight possibility.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Thank you for keeping it tuned here. I'm going to have a full hour tomorrow, by the way, with David Shostokas. We'll be visiting with David on constitutional issues tomorrow, and there's some pretty critical stuff that's going on right now, and we'll give you some of his thoughts with regards to that from a constitutional perspective. Sam Faddis is going to be with us tomorrow as well. He is a retired CIA agent, and we're going to be visiting with Sam about what's going on with regards to some of the new revelations coming out about the Peter Stroik situation. Was Stroik connected with Mar-a-Lago and what happened there? What does that implication mean? John Brennan and his involvement with regards to Russia. Is anything, you know, moving forward with regards to that issue? So there's a lot to uncover and a lot we came back with. And you say, well, John Brennan, how does John Brennan get? He was the director of the CIA. Stroik, if he worked for the CIA, was actually assigned under an FBI auspices to this investigation. And that would have been being run by Brennan. And then there's, you know, concern about the amount of foreign agency influence associated with it. So we'll get into all that with Sam. Rick Manning is with me tomorrow. T. Rose is with me as we talk about censorship and so forth. And then Pastor Clenard Howard Childress Jr. is with me, and his website, blackgenocide.org. blackgenocide.org. All that coming up for you tomorrow on the program. All right. Well, it's getting to be near the close of business, and so let me try and take care of a little bit of business with you, if I may. Right back here, we have Vibe, Resvante, and Ultrashot. And I really encourage you to go to CGR Wellness up here, and it's a free registration. You just simply go type in CGRWellness.com, and then you'll come to a site, and it'll say Chosen Gen Immune. Don't click on that yet. Don't order anything yet. Make your account. And then once you've made the account, now you can go back and pick products. And Vibe is one of the products that I would ask you to pick. And it actually is a part of that Chosen Immune Pack. And actually, I can for those of you that are watching us right now, I can pull that up. Let me see. CGR Wellness, there we go. So there's three items that are a part of this package: Vibe, zinc, vitamin D3, and a probiotic. And you can pick up all of those there. Now there's another probiotic that kind of tastes pretty nice that has probiotic benefits to it that I would encourage you to check out, and I take it every single day in my coffee and then with my fruit. It's called Cocolassus, and it is a nutrient-rich dark chocolate syrup. It's delicious. I love it. 100% whole food vitamin and mineral supplement, Cocolassus. Cocolassus. L-A-S-S-E-S. And you can, you know, let them know that you heard about it from me. I don't really get anything from this per se, but it is, it really is a great product, and encourage you to check that out. And then the CGR Wellness as well, and CGR Wellness has several other supplements in here, in addition, and it's good stuff. Here's the Vibe product directly if you want to just get the Vibe. But
any order over $50, your first order over $50, you're going to save $20 on that. All right. Well, I suppose that we should venture out into the world and see what kind of headlines. Let me see. Judge who approved FBI search warrant not handling Trump request for a special master. Biden administration denies D.C. mayor's second request for National Guard help. That's interesting. That's rather interesting. If you missed the segment with Pastor David Lowry talking about the new CDC regulations, that is, to me, incredibly interesting that the CDC now is basically taken down the restrictions that they originally had put in place and said, it doesn't matter if you've got, COVID or whatever, we really don't care. You can do pretty much whatever you want to do. So that's kind of interesting. If you go to our website, childrengenerationradio.com, you're going to find one of the pages that I think is with a story that I think is important for you to hear based on some of the things we talked about today is this one here. Sexualization, pornography, and grooming in the schools. Article from August 17th Post, and it was up on American Thinker. But this is an incredibly important article to understand what's happening to your kids. And it's got a warning on it. This article has sexually explicit content. Understand that your children's school books have sexually explicit content on them. That is scary to say the least. Dangerous is probably more a more appropriate term for it. So at any rate, it's not a good thing. This is our homepage. For those that are watching, you've got Fauci to resign from government is up there. Facebook lays out how it'll help Democrats steal future elections. Conservative think group on the offensive with ads showing insanity of men in women's sports. And by the way, in case you missed it, there is a man that is getting ready to receive his LPGA tour card. Getting a little apple in. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't know, that's an old saying. Some argue it. I like apples. I think they're good for you. So if you miss that one, that would have been dropped into your email box. And that particular one speaks to the issue of a woman who is going to become the first woman to be accepted into the LGPGA, or LPGA, the Ladies Professional Golf Association. She's getting ready to get her card. Oh, happy day. Let's see, what else do we have? Klaus Schwab and his WEF minions are now recruiting information warriors. Major food crisis coming in 2023. Prices will be on steroids after the elections. Inflation bomb. American households spending over $700 a month due to inflation. Tent cities are taking over vast stretches of our major cities. Vaccine injuries. There's a whole lot of information, and it would all be being dropped into your inbox. All right, I got to jump. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.